Hello, this is Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not find evidence that US President Donald Trump's campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election, but reached no conclusion on whether Trump obstructed justice, Attorney General William Barr declared on Sunday. That brought a hearty claim of vindication from Trump, but set the stage for new rounds of political and legal fighting. Trump cheered the outcome, but also laid bare his resentment after 2 years of investigations that have shadowed his administration. "It's a shame that our country has had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this," he said. Democrats pointed out that Mueller found evidence for and against obstruction and demanded to see his full report. They insisted that even the summary by the president's attorney general hardly put him in the clear. A man suspected to have assisted in solemnizing the wedding of two Pakistani Hindu minor girls, who were reportedly abducted and forcefully converted to Islam, was arrested on Sunday as the teenagers approached a court in Pakistan's Punjab province seeking protection, according to a media report. The two girls, Ravina, 13, and Reena, 15, were allegedly kidnapped by a group of influential men from their home in Ghotki district in Sindh province on the eve of Holi. Soon after the kidnapping, a video went viral in which a cleric was purportedly shown solemnizing the nikah, marriage, of the two girls, triggering a nationwide outrage. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan had also ordered a probe into the issue. The teenagers approached a court in Bahawalpur in Pakistan's Punjab province seeking protection. Police have meanwhile arrested a man from Khanpur who is suspected to have assisted in the nikah of the girls, it said. However, it is not confirmed whether the arrested man is the cleric who performed their marriage. A birthday bash turned into a tragedy when a speeding car carrying six revelers crashed into a road divider on NH24 and rolled over multiple times, killing a 24-year-old youth and leaving the other five battling with severe injuries. The six had met around midnight for the birthday of twins Shiva and Jeeva Kalra, 25, who live in East Delhi's Krishnanagar and drove to South Delhi in a Honda Amaze for food and drinks, police said. The crash took place on their return journey around 4:30 a.m., DCP East Jasmeet Singh said. The deceased, Sahil Bajaj, who was sitting next to the driver and probably not wearing the seat belt, was thrown out of the car and landed on the highway. Jeeva, who was driving, lost control while overtaking another vehicle near East Vinod Nagar and hit the divider. Apart from the twins, the injured have been identified as Defanshu, 25, Hemant Chawla, 25, and Abhishek Dhammeja, 26. Robbers uprooted an ATM in southwest Delhi and fled with approximately rupees 30 lakh during the early hours of Saturday. They cut through the cash boxes of the machine using gas cutters. Senior police officers said that the incident happened at Bamnoli village near Dwarka, Sector 28, and a case has been registered. It was a State Bank of India ATM. A preliminary probe revealed that the incident was reported to the cops at 4 a.m. on Saturday when some locals at the village spotted a group of men coming out of the ATM kiosk. On closer inspection, the men found that the gang had uprooted the machine and managed to access its cash boxes located near the ground. Before the cops could reach the spot, the men drove away in an SUV.